This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, rocking the health world here 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know it, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, my humble and lovable producer, and all y'all watching live around the world. We do have a chat room at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com/listen. And we love to interact with you live. I know some of the social medias that we're not banned on currently also have an opportunity to chime in if you'd like live there as well. You can call us, leave a message, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. And we answer questions on the air, sometimes live, and sometimes, well, most often responding to your submissions. But please feel free to submit them, and we'll look to answer them as we can. So, yes, leave us a voicemail. You can sign up for the newsletter by texting my initials, RSB, to 22828. So if you have your phone and you're not driving, open it up, go 22828 in your text field, and then go RSB. Type in RSB. Boom. You're going to be prompted with an email request, and then you'll be plugged into the newsletter, including our poll questions of the day, which are a lot of fun. Sometimes they're irreverent. Sometimes they're very serious, but we get our finger on the pulse of what's going on out there with you freedom-loving, health freedom-loving folks that are in this audience. This hour, as I mentioned, Dr. James Lyons-Weiler will be joining us in a few minutes from ipac-edu.org, and that's a great organization, as I said, not waiting to so hope and pray that one day the NIH and NIAID and Fauci, they'll repent and they'll reform themselves and we'll have good science again. No, actually creating the space, actually manifesting that, where people are actually learning scientific methods, principles, and applying them. And it's very exciting. I'm very excited every time I get to talk to Dr. Jack. So we'll be bringing him in just a moment. We've got a lot, including the discussion of the topic of suddenly died, sudden death, died suddenly, etc. That is coming up. First up, I've been teasing this story about not being a tool. I don't know what it is funny about. You know, you're such a tool. When I hear that, I'm like, I don't take it very seriously, but you sort of get an idea, and it's apparently not a good thing. Now, if you like to work with tools, you're like, what's wrong with being a tool? Tools are awesome, you know, but somehow it's become a derogatory term. And in this article by Jim Bendel, a strategist and educator on social change focused on deep adaptation to societal breakdown. That's his subheadline. He says it's not too late to stop being a tool of oppression. Yeah, now, a tool of oppression is one that I can agree. Not a good thing. Not a fan of that. But it's an interesting article, and I think it's one that's worth time to read, because it's well thought out. And there's elements of compassion and also calling folks to the carpet. You know, you've heard about some of the worst offenders of COVID lockdowns and mandates and all of that stuff, that they said, please, 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 can we have some amnesty? Let's just call for amnesty. And you'll often hear this with people that really do wrong, and they know it, and they're caught. Kind of like, do you remember when you were a kid? Did this ever happen to you? You're like, oh, man, I'm busted. Mom and Dad know it. Now, maybe if I just come clean and I go, I promise it'll never happen again. Can we just forget this ever happened? Give me amnesty. You didn't say that. But you wanted a free pass on what you did. And maybe you got it once. And if you did it again, it's like if your parents were smart, they're like, uh-uh, that was it. That was your one free pass. You blew it. You obviously didn't understand what you were asking for, and you ain't getting it again. So we look at all the people who were so wrong, So wrong. And look, you give people some leeway. I do. When I, you know, when I opened the microphone, as we were starting to learn in the early phases of what became, you know, the COVID crisis, et cetera, and there were things that didn't necessarily make sense based on my experience as a homeopath and in my clinical experience, much less the things that I had studied way back in the 90s when I was first learning of homeopathy, early 90s and through the 90s, as I looked into the field of virology and tests for viruses and then PCR. You know, I had, you know, very high level researchers and doctors on that were calling into question these consensus beliefs of science. And so I was exposed to a lot of innovative scientists who didn't just go, yeah, whatever is said, everybody believes it. So that's what, and they never, no, that's not how science works. They would say, these are some problems I have with this. So I'm going to put it out there. And then people like Professor Peter Duisberg, who I've befriended over the years, were, you know, decimated in terms of their ability to do the scientific work because they had funding for anything, never turned down, suddenly couldn't get a grant. Because they objected to certain level of consensus, science by democracy. 51% of scientists voted, and this is what they believe, so this is what it is. So, granted, in the beginning phases of what was going on, there was a lot of things we didn't know. We're like, oh, I'm just mystified by what's happening here. But the moment I heard PCR, I said, oh, okay, this is a ruse again. Clearly, they don't have a definitive. There's something else going on here. I don't exactly know what it is, but we continue to follow those tracks. And we even had Dr. Jack on talking about some of the problems, a lot of the problems with that, and some of the things that may have been corrected since then. But this professor is talking about the people who said, we were right, you were wrong, and now they're clearly wrong about almost everything. But there were people who proclaimed to be right because they were in the consensus, they were in the power play, they had the money. They were, you know, aligned with the profits and the power and more. And yeah, there's a point and opportunity when you go, all right, dude, this is just not good to continue to hold on or cling to this idea that I was right when it's obvious that I was wrong. And maybe just be a human again and acknowledge, you know what, like, who's that actor? Tim Robbins. A few weeks back, we covered that. I even talked with Mike Adams about that when we were in Austin together on that event. And, you know, here was a guy who you see, he was sincerely going, you know what, I bought it. I was wrong. I was deceived. And I'm sorry. You can tell there was a sincerity about it because they actually went through. I went into all of it, the mandates, everything. But fear makes you do stupid things. As Richard Pryor said, snakes make you run into trees. Snake! Boom, walk into the tree. You're afraid. You're not thinking. You're not seeing. You've lost some capacity for critical thinking at that moment because you're in survival mode. So the question is, will those people, they're probably not fans of this show, will they become human again and acknowledge that they were wrong? And it isn't for us to dance on them because, we were right, you were wrong. It's not about that because we're like, welcome, come on in. Let's now work for something that's better. Let's do right. Let's not make the same mistakes we made in believing authoritarians just because they had PhDs or MDs or the power of the government microphone or the media microphone. So I find these articles and opinion pieces coming out, bringing that to our attention and to those who may be on the inside of that, calling it to their friends and colleagues saying, hey, maybe we can get you to come on along and become part of the human race again. Is that too much to ask? I don't think so. But I'll ask Dr. James Limes Weiler right now. Dr. Jack, back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jack, how are you, my buddy? It's good to have you back. It's been far too long, although we got to see each other at a Pennsylvania event recently, which was a lot of fun.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Is my sound okay?
It sounds great, yes.
Wow, this is really cool because we were in this really, I don't know, you guys can't see this, but we're in this thing called Restream Studio, and I just see at the top I can put all of my channels live. So, Robert Scott Bell, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you through the Jack channels as well. This is so awesome. Intuitive.
I love it. I love it. You know, look, you always make me smile. I enjoy seeing you, hanging out with you. I know that we've got an event. We'll be together again in February in outside of Atlanta, Buford, Georgia, which is basically Lake Lanier Island. It's a beautiful place. Our friend Tia Severino is putting on the Next Steps Conference again. And it's really proactive in terms of creating anew, not waiting to be rescued, right? And that's kind of what I respect so much about you and what you've done with your knowledge as a PhD that I don't make fun of. You know, you actually have not lost critical thinking skills like many who get it and go, What was I learning again? Oh, yeah, just
I know some of those skills around here somewhere. I don't know where I put them.
I think you've lost them, thankfully.
Yeah, good. The people that really cheat in science are compromised. It's very, very, very simple, and they're compromised. Sometimes we forget. It's not like Anthony Fauci was the schoolboy, you know, that grew up and wanted to save the world. That's the story that he lies to himself and lies to the world about. But some people are placed in positions now, we understand, in public health to execute particular agendas. I mean, this is the farthest thing from science. I was a fool to ever believe that the CDC's reputation was well earned. They put on a good show, though.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that the harshness of being disillusioned by something you had a great belief and abiding faith in or trust in? And I certainly, because of my own ailments and illnesses growing up in a pharmaceutical medical family, always being science oriented, I got to do some amazing things. I worked on electron microscopes in high school. I got some really cool training early on. Yet my reverence for that field was diminished ultimately because of the body that I was in, that was very sick and ravaged with illness, that was always met with drugs and science and more drugs, and that made me sicker and sicker until I started asking questions that they couldn't answer. And I said, there's a dead end here. I don't know what it is. And now I've got to figure something else out. And it took a number of years, and it involved, honestly, prayer, which is not part of PhD research training, I don't believe. P didn't stand for prayer. But it opened me up to healing that I wouldn't have been open to because my mind was so programmed to disbelieve anything that was outside of the orthodoxy. Does that make sense?
It does, but don't let them fool you, kids, because I heard a very scientific presentation by Robert Scott Bell on the value of copper recently in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I mean, you know, why throw the baby out with the bathwater? Either way, that's the whole thing, right? So the power, the control, the top-down part of
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code radio and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And funds project after project after project that we've put through peer review at IPAC. We have the aluminum studies. There's three aluminum studies. I have some really exciting news. I just found an app developer who will actually create an app for the cell phones that will allow patients who are vaccinating, that's probably not the majority of your audience, but patients who are vaccinating to take the recommendations of the doctor on the next four vaccines that are five vaccines that they want and then plug in those numbers. And then they can turn the phone around and say, according to this peer-reviewed science, you're asking me to put my child in aluminum toxicity for the next 180 days.
Nicely done.
Thank you. So we'll see how it comes out. We've got some partners working on this with us. And then the next thing is the doctor's going to say what? Let me see that app, or what science is that? I haven't heard about that, or get out of my office, or whatever they're going to say. But still, the parents can then also say, what if we spaced it out by 3 months, or, you know, what if we just space these out? And this is based on the science that we published when we compared Dr. Paul Thomas's practice, his schedule to the CDC schedule. Under the CDC schedule, the kids are in aluminum toxicity 100% of their days in the first year of life. Under Dr. Paul Thomas' schedule, it's like less than 5% of the days, okay? So using non-aluminum-containing vaccines, spacing them out, skipping the ones that are not necessary, according to your doctor, talk to your doctor, blah, 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 everything else first. But the reality is this is going to be a conversation piece. It's for educational purposes only. It's going to have all the caveats. It's not FDA-approved. But nevertheless, it's backed by peer-reviewed science that was funded by the public. Mm-hmm. And so we have the tools. We're just not using them. There's two shifts in a mindset. First shift is we have to build the alternative. Not really. We're not building the alternative. We're expanding the reality that we live in. It's not just the alternative, because the way that realities kind of emerge and morph away from each other as they evolve, I'm hoping that what I'm doing will become the norm. Yes. I'm hoping that what I'm doing will return to objective science. Mm-hmm. And that I'm like just another guy doing objective science like everybody else is.
Well, I think of the term renaissance. A lot has come up in my mind, the renaissance of something, right? A renaissance, a renewal of science. And I've been meeting with PhDs, MDs, DOs, NDs, DCs, nurses, herbalists, homeopaths like myself. And we have been meeting regularly through this COVID crisis to discuss things that were undiscussable in mixed company. And finding that those people are now suddenly opened up to the fact that what they believed was happening had been abandoned, right? If we talk about, scientific principle going back, as you said, it wasn't like we didn't know how to do this.
Right. Yeah. No, exactly. My reaction was anger. Mm-hmm. And then my reaction was, okay, but what do we do about it? I met Del Bigtree at Life University. I was invited there by the beautiful, smart, talented, wonderful Michelle Ford. And we were in the same room, and I gave my talk on, I don't know how the CDC decided vaccines don't cause autism, because I read all the studies on vaccines and autism. I looked vaccine by vaccine. I looked, and I could not find studies that exonerated most of the vaccines from potentially contributing to autism. But I also found a lot of studies that did have a positive association. So in my talk, I mentioned that there's only one logical conclusion, if you're going to use reason and logic, that CDC has a magician on their staff that used magic to know that vaccines don't cause autism, right? So in reality, you have to parse their language very carefully, and they say, oh, wait a minute, we're not saying causality, we're saying we don't know. But that's not exactly what they're saying. What they're actually saying is, oh, no, we had these meetings with the National Academy of Sciences, Institute of Science, mm-hmm. the National Academy of Medicine, and they found insufficient evidence four times until at the very last minute they found somehow some evidence. Well, that evidence was the Frank DiStefano et al. Study where William Thompson came out, the whistleblower, and he said, we faked the data, he told Brian Hooker. So all of that was so fundamentally important. I have an important message, actually. This will blow your mind here. I sent Dr. Hooker an email. Okay. And then this email, I said, hey, we do this Monday evening science webinar at IPAC-EDU. And Robert has just agreed, Robert Scott Bell has agreed that he's going to come and talk about copper with me. Well, I wrote to I wrote to Bill Thompson, William Thompson, the whistleblower, still works at the CDC. And I said, hey, I'm really curious about your current take on things.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. More Chinese cities, including Urumqi in the far west, announced an easing of coronavirus curbs on Sunday as China tries to make its zero COVID policy more targeted and less onerous after unprecedented protests against restrictions last weekend. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is unwilling to accept Western vaccines despite the challenges China's facing with COVID. And while recent protests there are not a threat to the Communist Party rule, they could affect his personal standing, U.S. Director of National Intelligence April Haines said on Saturday. And vandalism may have caused a mass power outage in a central North Carolina county, leaving about 45,000 homes and businesses in the dark Saturday night into early Sunday, affecting everything from Sunday worship services to golfers teeing off at well-known Pinehurst. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
That's what you're doing with your research career. We have a private science webinar. It means, would you like to come and talk about that? And let's talk about what's happened with science ever since we last heard from you. He wrote back to me. Dr. William Thompson, this happened this week, said, James, I appreciate your invite, and I unfortunately can't, it's a mistake, take you up on the offer it at this point in time. Okay, some typos there or something. But anyway, he goes, keep up the good work. I know it's not easy to do, and the work that you do is important, and we all appreciate your efforts. We all? Who's we all?
Yeah, who is we all there?
Is
that to grace? I have a following at CDC.
CDC, right?
What the hell? I want to shut that place down. No. I don't want a following at CDC, Bill. You know, like, no, come out of CDC and say this is really, truly, honestly what we did. I don't care if I don't have a pension. Get out here and tell us all about it, because kids are being jabbed with aluminum and thimerosal-containing flu vaccines. And God knows what else there are in these vaccines, because vaccine safety science has been a fraud for 30 years.
Yeah. So it tells me that he's acknowledging they're in prison at the CDC.
That's what I said.
He has the freedom to walk away, but of course they're not willing to walk away due to, well, maybe the loss of pension, et cetera. I don't know if that they could actually lose it by walking away. He's been in so long. But still, there's a cowardice involved, and I don't mean to slight the man's character. He's done some good by communicating to Brian Hooker. I don't not acknowledge that. But at the same time, being part of that machine is, I haven't seen any evidence that can be corrected from within. It's so corrupt all the way up to Walensky and on down, and whoever they replace Walensky with eventually as well, as they're being investigated with the PR firm that they've hired that, you know, has promoted an agenda of mRNA jab.
It's sharks and dolphins, man. So the academic system is really, really bad in the NIH and the CDC. It selects for sharks that are doing bad, and they know it. And it selects for yes men who dare not say against. You know, so you have some really smart followers. Someone said, Steve McCaffrey says, if you are going to vaccinate, I recommend spacing them out at least 1,000 years apart. All right, cool. Another person. I don't know if I can scroll up on this or not, but they said, oh, Tanya Bailey, why allow aluminum at all? She's frustrated. I feel you. Or any other toxins, the damage only happens once the cost to the child and the family are incalculable. Here's the point. This app for people who are going to, they've made the decision to go ahead and vaccinate. We're trying to reduce the amount of aluminum. And through these conversations, the pediatricians will start learning about aluminum toxicity, which they're never taught. They're not allowed to hear it from AAP or AMA. They're not allowed to learn it in school. And so some of them are going to say, why the heck didn't I know this already? Why are my patients coming at me with this app? And you know what? I hope that it leads to a pushback by pediatricians finally on what toxins they're actually putting into the kids. And if it leads to no aluminum, I've done my job.
Well, and we've seen an awakening among the medical and PhD community like never before in all the decades I've been doing this. And I'm encouraged by it. Yet at the same time, you know, you talk about creating an app for people who are still going in to potentially get the shots. And my audience is probably not going in anymore like that, as you acknowledge. At the same time, we can't forget there are loads of people that have never heard of the Robert Scott Bell Show. May only be encountering Dr. James Lyons-Weiler and IPAC. And what are we to do? Ignore them? We've got to serve them and help them, because it's going to get them closer and closer to these docs are coming our way. We're not compromising our principles, the things we've identified to be actually factual, scientifically validated. And you know, as I speak, you know, about prayer or as a homeopath, I am not anti-science. I love science. I have invested my life just so enamored with it, yet so disappointed. And you said angry. There are times I've been angry as well. Yeah. But I've gone outside of the official training way to go, I'm just going to dig deep myself and learn about these things and then connect with people like yourself and learn even more and teach what I know. And on it goes. And we continue to get better because of it. And the cross-pollination of views and perspectives, what we're seeing clinically, much less overcoming the limitations of our trainings, whatever they may be, you know, allopathic or otherwise. And that's where I see the spirit of cooperation coming together and what you're doing with IPAC. By the way, if you haven't checked it out, IPAC, IPAC-EDU.org, Superdon, make sure. That's not it. I don't think that's the one where I just
That's wrote. The research foundation. That's okay. That's IPAKnowledge.org. That's cool. So while we're scrolling through that, listen, what you do and what you've done is exactly beautifully well done, Robert, because let's not pretend that science is a way of knowing, but science is not the only way of knowing. There's a whole bunch. There it is, IPAC-EDU. Come and take our courses there. There's a whole bunch of ways of knowing things that don't require a randomized prospective clinical trial. And I'll tell you what, the guys that are in control, the big pharma guys that have said, you have to have a randomized clinical trial to know anything, I want them to go over and study evolutionary biology, because we can't do randomized clinical trials in evolutionary biology. I want them to go over and try to do a study in ecology, You can't do experiments in ecology and understand how species interact with each other. So here's the deal. I'll get a medical degree if any MD currently practicing goes and gets a PhD in evolutionary biology. One for one. I'll be happy to do that. Okay.
There you go.
I'll sit through with my gritted teeth listening to how we can only know this by authority.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, E.O. Wilson, who's a brilliant evolutionary biologist, he's now passed, he has two messages. Don't kill ants. They're intelligent. It's distributed intelligence, but it's not like ours. But please don't kill ants. Number two, we know things best by consilience of the evidence, right? I mean, in law, you can't do randomized clinical trial. You have to make a determination. Guilty beyond the shadow of a doubt. Not guilty, okay? You have to use as much evidence as you have to come to some determination. So let's not pretend that we can't know that ivermectin is actually very effective or hydroxychloroquine is super effective if used at non-fatal doses. Let's not pretend anymore that the only way of knowing things in science is randomized clinical trials, because 99.9% of scientific papers that are published are not randomized clinical trials. That's why at IPAC EDU we have courses like how to read and interpret a scientific study. That's why at IPAC EDU we have courses like fundamentals of epidemiology coming up in January.
Jack, I got to ask
the public how to know this stuff.
Who is taking? I'm fascinated by, you know, who's going to IPAC EDU to learn these things, like you mentioned, how to read and interpret, understand studies. Is it the PhDs going back to school? Is it MDs coming? Is it the lay audience that is like, well, I'm so interested in this, and my doctor's not reading the stuff. Maybe I can figure out. Who's coming to this now?
The beauty of it is that it's people from all walks of life. So in my biology class during coronavirus, I had two PhDs in engineering end up in the same class by accident. In that class, we also had moms who graduated high school, never went to college. We had people who started college, didn't finish. We had an MD PhD who retired about 10 years ago and wanted to, you know, see if she still got chops. So we have this really diverse population, just a transect of humanity. And the courses are live, so people get to talk with each other. The courses are live, so they get to talk and challenge the instructors, right? And that's the best part of the questions. And if you miss the class, of course, we have the video so you can go back and watch it. Mm-hmm. But we are not going to stop. My goal is to educate the public to the point where the technocracy, the oligarchy, just can't run circles around us anymore. I have big, big, big plans, and some of the instructors that are coming will blow your minds.
I'm so excited.
It's the best decision I've ever made, and I feel like I'm making a big difference.
Well, and I'd like to say, let this be an example for everybody. What Dr. Jack is doing is not waiting around for science to be rescued or whatever it is your passion is. When you've seen corruption envelop and destroy what you thought was just a wonderful, you know, ideal,
yeah.
You go in or go out or wherever you go and say, you know what? I know this stuff. I can now co-create, if you will, with life itself. Yeah. We're here for a reason. And really, some people are talking about parallel societies. I don't know how to define it or describe it exactly. Everybody's got a different viewpoint. But I see more and more people, Jack, that are just going, I'm not waiting anymore. I thought I could wait. I thought I could change the system. I thought I could vote it, or, you know, we can't do that. And now I've got more people like yourself that are going, I'm not waiting. Let's go do this. And then others are going, yeah, let's go do this. Now, some might be going independent of it. Some might be joining forces. As you said, you're bringing amazing people in that are excited about this. And this is how it happens. The passion, the excitement, and the energy flows with that, because we've gotten so disillusioned, as I say, rightfully so. Do we go, oh, it's all over, we're done because they're not doing it? Or do we go, oh, I'm capable of doing this better than they did it, and I'm not going to do it that way? So this is part of the excitement that I have genuinely when I talk with you and others that are now coming to the same conclusion. We're not waiting to be rescued.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I mean, the fact that the FDA never published a pediatric dose limit for aluminum, they never did it. And the adult dose limit that they did publish was actually based on oral forms of aluminum fed to mice that were adult mice, not children. Mice, is that a thing? Anyway, infant mice. So, you know, we know that they know. what's going on now, in large part because our papers are published. One of them tried to have one of our aluminum papers retracted. Didn't work. It's watertight. The logic is sound. The whole body toxicity tells us what's going on. You hear guys like Paul Offit say 60% of the majority of it's gone by one or two days. He's talking 60%. 60% of a toxin being gone, and then you have this really long tail. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to come in with another dose and another dose and another dose. Hey, you know what? Some kids just don't detoxify as well as others, but we're not allowed to consider genetic risk of adverse events from vaccines because, we are cookie cutters. We're not going to do the kind of individualized medicine with vaccines. Mm-hmm. And, if you're totally against vaccines, I'm 100% behind you and your choice on that. That is absolutely what you should do. That's right. But as we sit by and we allow other families to walk right into the pediatrician's office, we cannot give them the informed consent that they're due because we can't reach them. I'm just trying to do everything that I can do. And I know we have a ton of people that are supporting this. We have over 40,000 reads a day on my Substack of Popular Rationalism. Something crazy is happening there.
I read it, and this morning I read it, and I was like, get on the show, please. And you said, okay. That was awesome of you, by the way. And the article in question that I first read, there's been a few today, on the sudden death pathophysiology of the vaccine mRNA molecule. And I thought, this is as timely as anything we've been dealing with for a while now.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
These are the things that happen every day. And I'm not saying they're intentional. I'm not calling out every doctor as trying to kill you. I know there's some really nefarious docs out there, but in any field there's nefarious folks. One begins with the name F, who just had a deposition. We didn't have time to talk about. We'll have to do that on another visit. But let me ask you about the IPAC-EDU.org. And how people can participate, because you've invited me to speak at a Monday evening type event. I think it's a 7 o'clock on the East Coast, so 4 o'clock yeah. Pacific. And we're going to do a copper discussion, little presentation, which is great.
Copper and your health is so important, ladies yeah. and gentlemen. I learned it from Robert Scott Bell, and I want to share it with you through IPAC-EDU. So the science webinar on Monday evenings is the forum by which you can come and get a little taste of the kinds of things we're doing over at IPAC-EDU. If you're already a student, just you know how to do it and sign up. If you're not a student, you go to the website mm-hmm. and you find the registration page. And you can just find the science webinar. And there's a lot of cool courses that you should spend some time browsing around there and figure out that website. It's worth your time.
Yeah, I'm on it right now. Superdon's going to put it up. We've got
hit registration up at the top right there.
So registration. I'm going to click on that red button, registration.
That's it. You're on it.
Okay. So we're looking at all. If we scroll down, you look at a lot of different courses that are offered and the pricing, which I think is very reasonable.
Well, wait. Keep all the way down. All the way down.
All the way down? Okay.
There they are. There's down at the bottom there, there's multiple pages. Okay, so each of those images is a course. You go back up, a little.
Okay.
Now go back down just a little bit more and stop just after those images.
Okay, after the images?
Yeah, see, there's three pages. There's 35 courses that are listed here, 35 options.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yep.
And so where is it for a Monday evening if somebody wants to join us?
I don't know where it landed on the menu, but it's there. You can sign up for it. And when you sign up for it right now, it's good till the end of the year, and then you have to re-sign up. But, we have so many students. We're four semesters old. We have 750 students, and the students are coming back. They're coming back for more courses. And they say things like, you know, I now can talk to my family and my friends with confidence. I don't know everything, but they know something's changed about me because they know genetics from biology. They understand the details, and they can get under the hood with their doctor family members or their nurse family members.
And we don't offer any certificate or degree because that's not the point. The point is learning.
Yeah.
And if you want a certificate or degree, that might come sometime. But we're working to get continuing medical education credits so we can teach the doctors and change medicine from the inside out. So that'll happen probably in 2023.
And, Jack, when is your show on? Because you're doing a regular broadcast as well, right?
I don't have a regular broadcast. There's the very best place for people to find me is at PopularRationalismSubstack.com. The Popular Rationalism is where I notify my followers and the community about almost everything. Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I do an Unbreaking Science. We have some really, really impressive guests coming. But, yeah, this is where I publish my thinking. This really took off during COVID when they were going for the workplace mandates. And I would get up at 5 in the morning and I would just write the heck out of, hey, wait a minute, let's inject some reality into this discussion about workplace mandates. And I would encourage everybody to send the article to their congressman and their senator so that they could see reason and logic. And I think I'd like to think that had an effect on you know, people's thinking about
it. I think it is having an effect. And I love having these conversations with you. This is, for those of you who are big fans of Dr. Jack, you're always welcome here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We always apply critical thinking skills to probably some outrageous stories that we also have to cover outside of even the scientific realm. But this is about getting back to some level of sanity and enjoying life and, you know, creating or co-creating anew something that you want to see rather than waiting for it to be done for you. That's the problem we've had for a long time. And, Jack, that's what you're doing so well. And I'm so glad to be on this journey with you, my friend.
I'm thinking the same thing. I'm so happy that we're on this planet at the same time, you know. All right, let's go do some good. And if you guys share, the best thing you can do for me, if you want to do me a favor, not you, Robert, Scott Bell, you've done more than your share. Please, if you can't get a paid subscription of Popular Rationalism, please consider sharing an article a week. That's all I'm asking. If you have a free subscription, pick your favorite one and share it by email or share it on social media. That's the most important thing that you can do, because then other people will get to find this good stuff and you're going to look really smart.
Agreed. And that's why I ask you to just share the show. When we're on, share the show. You don't assume because you know what everybody else does. They don't. They don't know about Dr. Jack and IPAC yet. Share it. And then we break the cycle of censorship that is imposed on us only because we participate in it. We choose to do otherwise. So, Dr. James Weisweiler, thank you, my friend. So good to have you on board again.
Thank you, too. Happy holidays, everybody. We sell gift cards.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.